51 working with Congress against that midnight deadline tonight. The president said earlier today that a deal to avert the fiscal cliff was in sight, but not yet finalized. Joining us live to talk about what the president said earlier today, Paul Brandis, White House correspondent at West Wing Reports. Hey there, Paul.
Hey, Debbie. Happy New Year.
Same to you. I wonder if it's going to be a happy New Year for taxpayers, though. We're quickly approaching the midnight deadline. Tell us what the president had to say.
Well, as you said, the president came out and told us that this is not a done deal. But that being said, it looks like the contours for at least half of this deal are going to happen. Now, Joe Biden, the vice president, and the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell have been working on it all weekend. The final pieces apparently are being put in place. Now, the big two parts of this, of course, are taxes and spending. Now, on the tax side, it looks like the Senate will raise tax rates on household income over $450,000 a year. They will up the estate tax and probably extend unemployment benefits for 1 year. That's a big relief, by the way, for probably the 2 million people or so whose benefits are now running out. That $450,000 figure is $200,000 beyond what the president originally wanted and campaigned on. But, you know, look, like any negotiator knows, you ask for more than you're really willing to settle for, and this appears to be it. So it's probably a decent compromise. But I have to point out also that people's taxes are still going to go up in the sense that the payroll tax is going to run out. That is not going to be renewed. And that, of course, is something that we've all enjoyed for the last 2 years. That will mean an extra 2% out of everybody's paycheck come next month. But that, of course, goes to support Social Security. So in theory, we'll all get that back one day when we retire.
And the other side of the coin is the spending part. And that seems to be where the holdup is at this point.
Well, the spending part, that's right. That old familiar sound that we've heard time and again, metal on asphalt, that's the can being kicked down the road. And that's what they appear to be doing with the spending, these big spending cuts that would really just had a big impact on our regional economy here in Washington. It looks like they're going to delay that for now into 2013. So they haven't quite figured that out. But at least for now, the cuts, the spending cuts are going to be delayed. So that doesn't mean they're going to come at all, or they're going to be post. They're just going to delay it for perhaps a couple of months. So we've got some breathing room, but we're not out of the woods on that just yet.
Seemed like the president was a little bit annoyed in his remarks today. He talked about, you know, hoping for a bigger deficit reduction deal, but conceded that that was not going to happen.
Well, he said, look, he wanted to get a grand bargain that really took care of all of this at once. And he said, but for the kind of Congress that we have, this is the best that we can do. We'll have to do it in piecemeal approach. He is clearly frustrated. He would have preferred to have been in Hawaii now with the rest of his family enjoying Christmas vacation. Instead, he's here with everybody else. And yes, I think he's very, very irritated about it. But look, he's the president. He has to be here and he has to work with these guys to get the deal done. But we'll see what happens. He's the president, and he reminded Republicans also today that he is going to be around for the next 4 years, whether they like it or not. So they've got to work with each other.
8 hours to go. We'll see how it pans out. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis, White House correspondent.